you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
I'm Tracy Thomas, host of One for the Books, a live literary event series from LAist. We are back with guests, author Amanda Montell, and actor Bella Lavelle. You can find us on May 15th at the Crawford Family Forum. Tickets at laist.com/events.
Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm Larry Mantle, joined by critics Tim Cogshill and Andy Klein. First up this week, the romantic drama Challenger, set around the world of professional tennis. It stars Zendaya, Josh O'Connor, and Mike Feist, directed by Luca Guadagnino. Tim?
Yeah, well, this is a very strong film from Luca. Like most of his films, I like it until I don't. But I like it for a long, long time. These young people are acting their butts off. This is a lot of directing, an intense amount of directing. Tennis balls get a point of view in this movie.
Challengers is rated R in wide release. The crime thriller Boy Kills World stars Bill Skarsgård and Famke Janssen. The film's directed by Moritz Moore. Andy?
We're in a dystopian future, and there's a dictatorship, and the boy is raised by a crazy shaman and martial arts expert who trains him to kill the dictator. It's ultra-violent. A lot of the action is nonstop, although a lot of it seemed to me to be CGI and trick editing, which I deduct points for.
Boy Kills World is rated R in wide release. The French drama Egoist is directed by Daishi Matsunaga. Tim?
Just a beautiful movie. These ordinary people, two young men who meet and start a relationship. One of them has a mother, and we're going to follow this relationship until something extremely dramatic happens, and then we are in an even better movie.
Egoist is unrated in Japanese with English subtitles at Lemley's Monica Theater. And we have the photographic-centric documentary Uncropped, which shows the work over decades of photojournalist James Hamilton. D.W. Young directs the film. Andy?
This is two films in one. Partly, it's a view of Hamilton's work, which is fabulous and memorable, and you've probably never heard his name, but you've seen his album covers and various Rolling Stone covers and all that. At the same time, it's a film about how the alternative press, starting with the Village Voice, declined over the course of the last 50 years, and what we've seen in terms of consolidation of mainstream press and the end of alternative press.
Uncropped is unrated. You can see it at Lemley's Royal Theater in West Los Angeles. We invite you to join us for our next Film Week screening. It's going to be Saturday night, May 11th, 6:30 p.m. at Vidiot's in Eagle Rock. Come join us in Northeast Los Angeles on that Saturday night for a screening of the classic film noir directed by Billy Wilder, Double Indemnity, starring Barbara Stanwyck and Fred McMurray, Edward G. Robinson in the cast. We'll have a post-film conversation that I'll lead. Please join us. Get your tickets at laist.com/events. We look forward to seeing you at the Film Week screening of Double Indemnity Saturday night, May 11th.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at laist.com/sweeps.